This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Jay Croucher, our crew and you. The Power Hour and every hour presented here on You Better You Bet by BetMGM. Make it legendary. I kind of want to do the bitches every single time, but it's not really their tagline. I just think it should be. Make it legendary, dot, dot, dot. Bitches! Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins us in 20 minutes. Our best bets for tonight in the world of sports will close the show. But joining us right now, we'll get some thoughts on Week 7 in the National Football League. And, ma'am, the excitement is building. Tuesday night, the NBA returns to our lives. And joining us to talk the NFL and some NBA as well, maybe even, does he have some World Series futures? I don't know. Probably. Our friend Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and the award-winning stand-up that airs on NBC right before Sunday Night Football comes on the air. I get home from the office on Sundays just in time to see Jay stand up on Sunday Night Football. It is awesome. On Twitter at CroucherJD. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me, Nick. Looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Oh, well, why don't we let's start with baseball. Do you have anything for us in Major League Baseball? And then we'll do Week 7 in the NFL.
Not so much a pick or anything. I'm just kind of surprised by the lack of respect that Seattle is getting in these games. Like when you look forward, like a week ago or so, a bit longer, and how the outrights were priced, the market was pricing Seattle as a better team than Toronto. And then we get to the series and Bo Bichette's not on the roster for Toronto. And then the market has just decided now that Toronto are a better team than Seattle. And that's being reflected in the game lines. The fact that George Kirby was on the mound last night going up against Shane Bieber, and the Seattle were barely favored in that one. They're barely favored tonight, despite seemingly a pitching advantage between with Luis Castillo on the mound against whatever is left of Max Scherzer. So, I mean, Seattle's in control of the series. They're up 2-1. They're favored tonight, but it's curious to me that the market doesn't seem to respect the Mariners as much as I thought they might. And as a big Victor Robles fan, as you can see with the jersey behind me, I was hoping that the M's would have a bit more respect, but they don't. So we'll have to do it the old-fashioned way without respect.
Hey, listen, it just makes better prices for us to bet the Mariners. I like the Mariners tonight. We have the Mariners to win the series. I like the Dodgers in the World Series, but I will say, and Femi and I have talked about this, as someone who's holding Dodgers positions, I would much rather see the Blue Jays in the World Series than the Seattle Mariners. All right, National Football League. Yeah, best bet for us, my friend, as we head into Week 7. Side or total or a prop, whatever tickles your fancy.
Yeah, so to me, one of the most interesting lines of the week is the fact that the Patriots are 7 and have been on the right side of 7 for the Patriots against the Titans this week, and what that says about the quality of this New England team. I think this Patriots team, relative to all the teams right now that are kind of clustered around average, slightly better than average, teams like your Houstons, your Jacksonvilles, your New Englands, I think that the Patriots have the most upside of any of those teams because of Drake May. And I think that Drake May, there is a real chance that Drake May right now is just already like the fifth best quarterback in football, and we just don't entirely know it because we haven't seen him do it for a full year, but he's done it for 6 weeks. He's basically been a top five quarterback when you look at his underlying numbers. So I don't have a strong opinion on the game specifically this week, but the fact that the market is so bullish on New England and the fact that May has played to the level that he has and his upside going forward, I think that that speaks very positively of their outlook the rest of the season. I think they'll trade for another wide receiver. I think that Stephon Diggs is, despite the fact he only had 28 yards or whatever last week, has the 50-yarder suspiciously called back. Well, not suspicious, but it just shouldn't have been called back. It was probably just the catch that should have. Yeah, it was a bad call. So I think that Diggs, if that catch is just allowed to stand, then you're talking about a guy who has north of 300 yards across his past three games. So if you added Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed, someone like that, into the mix with Diggs, I think all of a sudden this team is really cooking. So I think that the Patriots are plus 175 to win their division. I have that closer to plus 125. They already have the first half of the tiebreak with Buffalo, and the return leg against the Bills is in New England. If you look at the Patriots' schedule, it's basically they play the Titans this week. They basically play the Titans for the next 2 months. Like, it's completely insane. They just play all the bad teams over and over again. So I think that they're going to rack up wins because May is so good, because the defense is getting better. And I think that ultimately that division with Buffalo is closer to a coin flip than the market is pricing.
Yeah, and that's where I want to go with this next one. And, you know, I may end up wearing some egg on my face at the end of the season because, and I've also have, you know, more importantly, you know, less money. In the summer, you know, Femi and I do our exercise talking about win totals, and it feels like the Bill, like, not locks, obviously, but that Buffalo and Baltimore are very likely to win their respective divisions. And even after the Bills lost on, and I don't like the Bills as far as winning a Super Bowl or winning the AFC, but I came on the air, Jay, on the show on Tuesday after the Bills got run all over by the Falcons on Monday night and said, look, like, I still think Buffalo is going to win the AFC East. But you make a really good point with the Patriots schedule and a head-to-head win against the Bills in Buffalo a couple weeks ago. The Ravens are 1-5. The Steelers, I think, will be 5-1 after tonight. So do you think that this is going to be the case? Like, Patriots win the AFC East, and conversely, AFC North. It's now the time to potentially buy the Baltimore Ravens. Give us your thoughts on the AFC East and the AFC North moving forward. Maybe a little topsy-turvy from what we thought preseason.
Yeah, I think the Ravens, the fact that they are, it's pretty crazy. They're 1-5, and they're a dog to win the division, but they're not bigger than, 2-1 anywhere to win the division. I think the issue with the Ravens, it would be different if it was just like purely Lamar hurt and Lamar comes back and then everything falls into place. It's just the rest of this team is so banged up and decimated, and the fact that they're not going to get Madubuike back, who was so key to their defensive line, and the fact that the defense, I'm just not sure that the defense is going to get that much better. I think it'll get better because it'll get a little bit healthier as they get Roquan Smith back, as they get some other bodies back too. But like, Roquan Smith's not the guy that he was 2 years ago. He was already starting to falter. They don't really have much in terms of edge rushes. They've added Gilman to help in the safety room, but they had to lose some of the edge rush in Oway to do that. So I just don't think this defense is going to get particularly good. I think Lamar is going to have to do his Superman act. So there is nothing that's appealing to me at price. Like, yeah, in theory, you know, the Ravens are 1-5 and they're going to come home like a steam train. It's like, well, you can still be a steam train, but then like limp into the playoffs and be a wild card and have to play Buffalo in week one on the road or something. So I don't make any price on Baltimore value at the moment. I think the Steelers will ultimately win that division. In the AFC East, I still think Buffalo is more likely to win the division. I think they're rightfully favored. I just think it should be more like a coin flip. I think that if you wanted to tap into the Bills upside and them coming off the bye, which I think is pretty well timed for them with all their injuries, I think that of the three guys at the top of the MVP board, the Josh Allen in the 3-1 range, that would be my bet for MVP still, because they're still the favorite to get the one seed. And Bills, their schedule's pretty easy as well. They, like New England, being in the AFC East, they get a pretty favorable schedule the rest of the way. So if you wanted to buy into Buffalo's upside, I would just bet on Josh Allen to win MVP. And if you wanted to buy into the Patriots' upside, I would bet on the Patriots to win the AFC East. And look, both of those bets can be value at the same time too. And so that would be my approach there.
Well, let's stay on the awards train, Jay. Like, what are you doing with Offensive Rookie of the Year now that Emeka Buka has been hurt with the hamstring injury? He was going to come back, but we don't know how long he's going to be out for. Jackson Dart's the favorite at -105. I made the case at 340 for Travis Hunter if we get an increased usage at 100-1 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But how are you betting Olroy? And also, what are you doing with Defensive Rookie of the Year, where it feels like nobody really wants to take over that mark?
Yeah, well, Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm largely on the sidelines. I don't have any big position in that. I think that Abdul Carter is still the most likely player to win, but he's got, half a sack so far. Pressures are okay. He hasn't been as dominant as everyone thought. And I think with Carter, it's not just all about sacks, but the underlying stuff hasn't been, you know, as emphatic as Jared Verse was last year without the sacks. So he is, I think, a pretty gettable favorite at the moment, but there's a lot of guys who I think are slight value, but not worth betting currently. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think that this is the most mispriced favorite in the market. Apologies, Nick. Jackson Dart, I don't think should be anywhere near even money to win this award. He can, of course, win the award, but the reality is that, you know, he's played, three games. He has four passing touchdowns, two picks. The Giants' win total is like 5.5 the rest of the way. I just don't understand how he can gobble up 50% of the market. The issue is there's not one singular candidate to take down Dart. I think that a lot of guys should be in a similar price range. So I think that Tyler Warren, Teroa McMillan, Egbuka, if it's just a grade one strain and he's only going to miss the two games, I think that these guys should all be priced around in the same tier as Jackson Dart. And I think that, you know, some guys further down the board, Travis Hunter, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, I think they can both get involved as well if things break right and they ride, hard right tail outcomes. So the way that I would approach this market is that I would be looking to basically bet no on Jackson Dart and just back the other side of that, either create a synthetic no on Dart or be backing Dart no on exchanges. I just would be trying to take down Jackson Dart in this market, because I think that his price right now is a product mostly of vibes and the fact that he's got like the Anakin Skywalker face paint and that he's just so buzzy after that win against the Eagles.
Does he have the high ground or no?
He has the high ground according to BetMGM. He is on more level ground with Teroa McMillan and Tyler Warren and friends.
Does he hate the Jedi or no?
No, he loves the Jedi. He is one of the Jedi.
Well, I think the Jedi are evil. Well, I mean, it's just I'm just giving you bad Hayden Christensen lines from Revenge of the Sith. You bet on this Thursday. Great Jay Croucher with us for a couple more minutes.
The high ground is good.
Mike Brown writes in our chat that Jay, you underestimate his power. Dude, Revenge of the Sith is it's actually a good movie. Like, it's actually good. Well, hold on, but let me finish.
Count
it's
Dooku.
It's Dookie. It's the movie. It is. Oh. It's horrible, but it's actually also it's the best bad movie ever. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'll pay that. It's a bad piece of cinema, but it's funny because it's bad. There's a lot of bad chat in that movie.
It's horrible. You underestimate my power. Yeah.
I think BetMGM overestimates Jackson Dart's power. That's why I'm against him in the market.
I love that. I was going to ask you about Defensive Rookie. We're running out of time. NBA season starts on Tuesday. We know you like the Thunder to win the title. Maybe people have noticed that I also now like Thunder to win the title.
Yes. Welcome to the movement. We have the high ground in the market.
Actually, I think we do have the high ground in this one. You know, not title. Give us something. You are the future master. A Jedi.
Okay. So I'll give you my two favorite win totals on the board. And I think that when you look at win totals in the kind of the netherworld, the middle regions of the high 30s, it's not so much, well, team strength matters, but it's also just about gravity and what that team's incentives are going to be towards the end of the season. And that's why my two favorite win totals in the East are under 37.5 on the Pacers and over 39.5 on the Raptors. And the reason why is that I think Toronto are going to be desperate to be in the play-in, to get a top 8 seed and give themselves two cracks at it if they're the 7 or the 8, or even push for the top 6. I think this is a team that is just going to take the regular season really seriously and go for kind of old school Washington Wizards, John Wall, Bradley Beal era fight. Just to get into the first round. And I think that they're just going to go all out for that. And so I think that is going to push them from a team that might normally win 38, 39 games into a team that wins 41, 42, 43. You just rack up wins in the final month of the season if you're trying. Like the Bulls closed like 10-3 or something last year just because they wanted to win games. And then conversely, the Pacers, I just don't think they're going to rev the gas knowing that this is a gap year and that Pascal Siakam is about to turn 32 and that this team is coming off a finals run. They have no center. They know that they're no chance whatsoever to make the finals to make any run, really, and that Halliburton's already been ruled out for the season. I think this offense is going to be pretty rough without Tyrese. They were, I think, a neutral to slightly negative team without Tyrese last year on the court. And so I just don't think that this team is going to be fully incentivized, particularly given that they got their own pick back just before Tyrese got hurt. And so I think that that is going to drag them down more to the 35-34 range. So, I mean, it feels strange given their respective seasons last year, but under on the Pacers, over on the Raptors.
5 seconds for this one. You cannot say Empire Strikes Back. What is the best Star Wars movie?
I really like Return of the Jedi, which I know is not kosher, but I like that.
No, Return of the Jedi is awesome. I think it's Rogue One.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not with you there. I'm just glad you didn't say Attack of the Clones or whatever that movie is.
See you later.
Okay. Goodbye, Nick. Thank you for your Star Wars chat.
Jay Croucher joining us here on the show. And the Force is with him. On the other side, our friend Rob Pizzola joins us. Best bets for week 7 of the National Football League.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh boy, Dodgers up 1-0 on the Brewers. Let's get them out of here. Let's go up 3-0. Let's get these Dodgers NL pennants, bets home, and let's get on to the World Series for our Los Angeles Dodgers. Femi's a Mariners fan, but listen, Femi knows the deal. It's Dodgers are going to win. All our bets for tonight are coming up at the end of the show, including side total and props, Steelers and Bengals. But joining us right now, best bets, week 7 in the National Football League, is our buddy, Pro Sports Bettor of the Hammer. Forward Progress is the NFL content that they put out. You can find it on YouTube. You can subscribe in podcast form as well. I think the Hammer does great work. And I'm going to shout out our guy, G-Stack George, who's Greek, and like I've seen names like his before, Syphilitis.
Sylphidus.
I was going more with like a sexually transmitted disease as the pronunciation. So
that's,
thank you.
That's what I do when I'm joking with him, Nick. So he's heard that one a million times before.
George Gonorrhea is putting out great content for Rob at the Hammer. Like, they're doing awesome stuff. Find the website, injury reports, all sorts of good stuff. Bet Stamp as well on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. What's going on, buddy? Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. However, had I known that Femi is a Mariners fan, I may have boycotted today. This might have been the day where I called in sick or something like that. No, honestly, I'm doing great. The Jays won, still an uphill battle. But yeah, it's a great time of year. Football's going well as well, so you can't complain.
Just
we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
I think you'll never say it. No, you'll never admit it. It would be way more interesting if my favorite team were in it. Just saying. Let's talk some NFL, Rob. Let's start. You know what? I'm not interested in retorts. Bears and the Saints on Sunday. Potential win game right at Soldier Field. Bears about a 5-point favorite. Totals going down. What do you like, Bears and Saints?
So, totals going down because as we're getting closer to game time here, there's some possible inclement weather in play in Chicago, especially wind. Of course, it's October in Chicago. You're going to get wind, but potential gusts here that are trending upwards and upwards. And whenever that happens, kind of shrinks the game towards the underdog. A lot of times, in my opinion, you lose the ability to have deep passes downfield. You also lose the ability to have a long kicking game as well. But I like Chicago when they're in spots where they were last week, where I kind of need them to be competitive in the game. This is where I want to fade them because I don't think that the Bears are very good. If you look at their net success rate this year, it's one of the lowest in the league. Net yards per play, very low. And listen, a lot can go wrong when you bet on the New Orleans Saints. They're not a very good football team, but they are pretty scrappy. And this is not a game against the Bears where they are going to be at a supreme disadvantage on both lines of scrimmage like they have been in other games this year. The Saints are, they don't have a good O-line, they don't have a good D-line, but the Bears are not the team that's going to blow you off the ball on either side. So I think there's a little bit of value with the Saints at the current market number. My fair was like just below 4, something like 3.8 in favor of Chicago. That's accounting for potential weather impact as well. But I like New Orleans this week. I think the Bears are a little bit overrated off of a win where, I mean, candidly, they got pretty lucky with some positive turnover stuff working in their favor.
Rob, a couple years ago when the Chiefs' offense was in its heyday, and you've been joining us on the show literally since we launched in 2019, we had a run, and I say we, it was you, and then like I would make the bet because you liked it. Chiefs team total overs. I don't know what your bet is in Chiefs Raiders. You're smiling. Is that Like, what is your bet in Chiefs Raiders? I'm hoping it's teamed. I like that bet. What do you like this week, KC and Vegas with Rashee Rice back for Kansas City?
Yeah, so as someone who I lost a big point spread last week, I bet some Green Bay against Cincy. It's not going to deter me from laying big points again. All I've heard this week is like, at this number, you got to take the Raiders. It's like, why? Have we not seen how bad the Raiders are at this point? I mean, people are saying, well, the Raiders always play the Chiefs tough historically. Sure. I mean, different coaching regimes, different quarterbacks, different players. Like, they're down their starting left tackle, who's one of the best in the game. Their O-line can't do anything. 30% of their runs go for 0 yards or negative yards. They cannot push anyone off the ball. They're going to get dominated in the trenches by the Kansas City Chiefs. That's simply what's going to happen in this game. Defensively, Raiders are leaving tons of guys open all over the field. This Chiefs offense, even if Rashee Rice is on very limited snaps, like, they are trending up at this point. They're humming. They're very efficient. There's nothing we've seen out of the Raiders this year offensively that would indicate to me that they're going to be able to move the ball in this game. They had 4 yards per play at home against Tennessee. I mean, this is just a very, very bad offense without any real skill now that Brock Bowers is out. I just see this as a short number. I don't think the market has adjusted either of these teams enough. Kansas City's better than market thinks. Raiders are worse. So I'm laying the points with KC this week.
I'm a little bummed, Rob. Like, the Monday Night Football doubleheader should be awesome, but I'd like for at least one of these games to be on a Sunday, because you can make an argument the two best games this week are both on Monday night. The first one is the Bucs and the Lions in Detroit. Lions, a 5.5-point home favorite in the game. Maybe Tampa gets Mike Evans back. Total 52.5. What do you like in the first Monday night game?
So I like the over, and I lean strongly to the Bucs. And I know everyone's looking for this spot to fade Tampa because they're getting some positive, turnover stuff happening this year. Third downs, they've been really good, as Baker has for the last couple years. Everyone's just looking for that spot. This is the paper tiger, right? But Detroit is decimated on defense. And I know Tampa is going to be very limited with skill position players. Mike Evans might end up playing in this game. But when we're looking at the Lions' depth chart, This reminds me a lot of what they had in the playoffs last year when they lost to the Commanders at home, where their secondary is completely in shambles with Brian Branch suspended now. They're down five cornerbacks, five of their top six from the depth chart starting the year. I don't necessarily care who's at receiver for Tampa Bay. Detroit's going to play really soft in this game. I think Tampa's going to be able to keep it close, but ultimately I think you can always rely on Detroit, especially at home, to score, right? I'm a little bit worried about how much they're running the ball this year, and that would play right into the hands of the Tampa defense. But it's a smart coaching staff, and I think that they can exploit Tampa in the passing game. So ultimately, I like the over at 52.5. Add in a lean on Tampa Bay here as well. Maybe Tampa Bay team total over is potentially the way that you could play it if you just want one. But I'm just out on the Lions right now until they start to get some players back.
Rob, our rooting interest is Oppo Taco in baseball with the Mariners and the Blue Jays, but we find common ground when talking the National Football League. Dallas Cowboys fans, Cowboys hosting the Washington Commanders, Washington coming off the loss, Cowboys losing to the Panthers at the buzzer with the Panthers hitting the game-winning field goal. The Commanders are down to 2-point favorites over at BetMGM, total sky high at 55. How are you betting America's game of the week this Sunday?
Yeah, so I think Dallas is the valuable side here. And I actually, right when I get off with you guys, I'm going to collect a little bit more Dallas as well myself. And this is one of those, I'll call it like an injury asymmetry type of game here right now, where, you know what, if everything goes in Washington's favor and everything works against Dallas on the injury report, this is probably a fair price. But the way everything is trending is towards Washington being pretty beat up again. McLaurin was expected to play. I'm leaning towards him not being able to play in this game now. Debo still not practicing. Noah Brown's on IR. Dallas's defense is very bad. It's dead last in the league, but it's going to be a lot easier for their guys to play man on the outside against guys like Luke McCaffrey, Chris Moore, etc., than it would be if Washington had their full complement of receivers. Washington also lost Dorrance Armstrong, former Cowboy, on the defensive line last week. They've been very thin at D-line for weeks now, and that's a big blow for them on top of things. So Dallas trending up, CeeDee Lamb might play. a lot of players who missed last week are already practicing, including Tyler Booker, Marshawn Nyland as well. Kalen Carson might be back at corner, activated from IR. So ultimately, with the way that the injury asymmetry is here right now, I think Dallas is a super valuable bet. And I'd be pretty surprised if they don't close better than this number at some point.
I said on the show yesterday I was going to like the Commanders in this game because I think Jaden Daniels will win it at the end. Rob's 100% right. Femi and I talked about it before the show. Terrible injury report. An injury, like both sides, bad for the Washington Commanders. You bet on a Thursday. Our guest, Pro Sports Better Rob Bazzola. Check out The Hammer and Forward Progress. Search Forward Progress on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Rob, the internet, I have been told, loves the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Internet.
Everyone get your pens, your pens and papers out. Rob, I like the Giants to keep it close on Sunday at the Broncos. What say you?
I don't like that very much. I'm looking to bet the opposite side in this game. I mean, well, Nick, you just did. The Broncos, the Broncos get faded in market every week, so I haven't bet this yet. I'm just kind of waiting and hoping that they get faded again. Listen, Bo Nix, I get your side of things, Nick. Bo Nix needs to win by margin. I get it. But this Broncos defense is for real. They've played two very good mobile quarterbacks in the last couple weeks, or quarterbacks that can scramble, and they've completely shut them down. The Giants don't have guys that can win against Broncos man on the outside. I just really struggle to see the Giants replicating the offensive performance from last week. So I'm looking to bet Denver in this game.
Eagles, a 2-point road favorite in Minnesota against the Vikings, Rob. Total is 44.
Another game with a massive amount of injuries. Now, I might fade the steam on the over here. It's been bet up from like 42 to 44, and Minnesota's going to get some O-line pieces back. I'm really monitoring the status of Quinion Mitchell on the Eagles defense, because if he plays, I will click this under. I think without him, they're going to have big problems against these Vikings receivers. But these, to me, are two of maybe the best five defensive coordinators in the game who've been running really good, efficient defenses all year long. The Eagles play super slow. They can't push it downfield. I think at this point, it's gotten a bit out of hand. So my lean in this game is towards the under.
Quinion Mitchell did practice today for the Eagles, but still like some time to get this figured out for Philadelphia and Minnesota. Sunday morning in London, Rob, the Rams 3-point favorites against the Jags, 44.5 the total.
I want to fade the Jags so bad. I think there's just no point in doing it right now. If Puka gets officially ruled out, you probably see a tick towards the Jags. I think they're a paper tiger, honestly. Offensively, they just can't push the field. There's too many drops happening. They're way too reliant on establishing the run, and the Rams have a pretty strong run defense. I have to wait and see what happens in the market here, but it's Rams or nothing for me. That's where I lean in this game. I would need this to come off of the three, though, if Nakua's ruled out, to be able to bet the Rams.
Chargers, a 1.5-point home favorite against the Colts, 5-1 at 4-2, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, Joe Alt practicing today as well, which throws a wrench in everything with this particular game because he's extremely impactful, especially with their swing tackle Trey Pipkins being out. Jamari Sawyer, another guy who's played some tackle in the past, has been out for them as well. So lots of moving parts in this particular game. I'd be kind of interested in the Chargers if Alt ends up playing. I mean, obviously everyone would be, but you compound that with the fact that Indy's secondary right now is a big mess. Like Charvarius Ward, that concussion he took in warm-up last week, pregame, was insane. I likely don't think he'll play. Mike Hilton being out, Jalen Jones being out, Kenny Moore still being banged up. It's a very depleted secondary. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach for me. Probably get more information tomorrow on Friday, Nick. But I could see myself ending up on the Chargers here if we get some positive news on Joe Alt.
Another game with a bunch of injuries. Packers laying 6.5 at the Cardinals. I'm betting the Cardinals no matter what here, Rob. I'm just waiting to see who's going to play. They, like, all their games are close, so I'll take the points. What say you, Cardinals and Packers? Any thoughts on this game? 15 seconds.
Not a great feel for it. I doubt Brissett's going to replicate what he did last week. Again, a good situation. Colts secondary really banged up. But Green Bay can rush four and get pressure, and I think that'll be a big problem for them. With that said, I don't trust the Packers offense much right now either. Zach Taub went down again last week. Jordan Love's very inconsistent. I get your point of view, Nick. I just really don't have anything for this game.
Panthers and Jets. Pick the winner at MetLife Stadium.
If I have to, I'll pick the Panthers. I bet some under here.
Right. Okay.
I bet so. The Jets are not a real football team. They have to be able to run the ball to move it. And Carolina's run defense has been really, really good this year. I don't love the stylistic matchup, but it's the Panthers on the road. So who knows what's going to happen here. You ask me to pick, I'll pick Carolina, but I prefer the under.
In support of our dear friend, Dr. Eric Eager, I will bet the Carolina Panthers as well on Sunday. Rob, we got a piece of news in minutes ago, so you didn't see it because you've been on the air with us. George Kittle told reporters in San Francisco that he plans on playing on Sunday. San Francisco, a 2-point home favorite Sunday Night Football against Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons, total 47.
That's absolutely a huge ad for San Fran, especially in the running game. George Kittle's a very good run blocker as well. They still have too many injuries, though, for me to consider San Fran. Defensive line is completely in shambles. They cannot generate any pressure whatsoever. Salah's playing like pretty much the most too high coverage in the entire league. He'll let teams just go down the field on them. They play tons of light boxes. You know how you don't beat Atlanta? By letting them run all over you for the entire game by having light boxes. So I lean strongly to Atlanta. It's not the price range I need to bet them at, but a little bit more movement here towards San Fran, and I will bet the Falcons.
Last one, 10 seconds. If the wind's terrible in Cleveland on Sunday, I might buy out of my Dolphins +3 bet. Any thoughts there if the wind's going to be terrible, Browns and Dolphins? 10 seconds.
Yeah, I bet some Dylan Gabriel anytime touchdown scorer today. I like those types of looks if it's going to be terrible weather where the quarterbacks use their legs a little bit more. Aside from that, this is like an afternoon nap type of game, Nick. I will sleep through this one.
Final question, 5 seconds, life on the line. Give us your best bet with absolutely zero rationale.
Life on the line? Insane.
just joshing with you. Pro sports better Rob Pizzola, Forward Progress on YouTube and podcasts. My friend, we appreciate you. Stay well. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Nick, later.
Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight, side total, prop Steelers, Bengals, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Four phenomenal guests joined us on the program. We appreciate each and every one of them. Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Better, Hit the Books is his college football betting show. Zach Harper from The Athletic, SiriusXM NBA Radio. The Bounce is his NBA newsletter via The Athletic. NBC Sports betting analyst, our friend, the saucy Aussie, Jay Croucher. And then celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, his best bets for Week 7 in the NFL. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addie Bates. Our video producer, who might just be the favorite to win Nick Costos' money downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight. This is the most the crew has made me laugh just with things they type in the chat, like all season. It's been a virtuoso performance by them. Ryan Horvat is on the show, as is our friend Brad Evans, who's with us now. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Bartender, around from my boys.
All right, Mike Brown. So, Mike, get the Doppler or whatever. I don't know what the hell we call this on the screen. So, Brad, we've said this on the show before, and Brad, we've got like 2 minutes for everything here. Brad has a degree in meteorology from Mississippi State, right? Klanga klanga, that's correct?
That is correct.
So, let's do split. Take me off the screen, split screen, Brad and the Doppler. And Brad, tell us what's happening right now in Cleveland with the lake effect off of Lake Erie for Sunday's game with the Browns and Dolphins.
Oh, I can tell you right now, absolutely nothing. There is no weather phenomenon really going on currently in Seatown. However, there is a vigorous mid-latitude cyclone accompanying with a cold front. It's going to sweep through probably during game time on Sunday. So you could have some brisk winds in advance of that front moving through out of the south, upwards of maybe 20 to 30 miles an hour sustained, which means consistent. But after the front moves through, the temperature is going to plummet and the winds are really expected to ramp up. We could have wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service, NOAA specifically, giving around a 30 to 60% chance of that occurring. So that's why you see the line and the total really at a low number. The total right now is just 37.5. And the repercussions for fantasy football and for the player props market, all the Quinshon Judkins all the time. Miami Dolphins ain't stopping a soul on the ground. Judkins might have 30 carries in this game. So we could have our first Mother Nature impacts of the NFL season on Sunday in Seatown.
Brad, 10 seconds for your best bet for tonight, and then give us the I'm out because we got to run.
Aaron, Aaron Rodgers, give me the over on 1.5 passing touchdowns. He has already done this, guys. In 3 of 5 games, he is numero uno in red zone completion percentage in Cincinnati. Has given up 11 passing touchdowns
seconds,
in totality. Four quarterbacks have done
We're
this.
Over.
So
I'm out.
Get
I'm
it
out.
Done with Aaron Rodgers. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us on the show. BetMGM Tonight follows us on the BetMGM Network.
Hey, Aaron.
He's the best. Wait, hold on. Wait, Mike, can I get on the screen here? I'm going to tell everyone what's going on here because Brad has his degree, but that's okay. Like, I need the Doppler back on the screen here, please, Mike. Can we get the Doppler back on the screen? Because listen, I'm seeing that screen and I know what's going on. So here, put it on the big screen here. So what you see here in the top left-hand corner of the screen, you see like that green coming in and then the green and the purple coming down from the top. So Mercury has been in retrograde. And as a result, the moon and the rotation of the moon is different than it normally is, which is making the currents of the Atlantic Ocean, like the currents are coming in a little stronger than they normally do. And because the moon is in retrograde and the currents are coming in stronger, it's creating this cyclonic effect coming off the water, off the lake in Lake Erie, and that is sending the wind cascading in towards Cleveland, Ohio, and that is why we might have the issues coming up with the wind on Sunday with the Cleveland Browns. Okay. Bill on YouTube and Twitch, the real ones have chimed in with their best bets for Thursday night football. What do they got?
All right, let's jump in here. Nick Kilmer says Bengals plus 3.5, minus 120 for the first half. Home primetime dogs in the first half. Our dear friend Lockie Lockerson showed us the way on this trend. Franchise Davis, the Boz, Chris Boswell, over 1.5 field goals. Tomlin just wants to get out of Thursday night football with a win. Steelers have only gone for it on fourth down 3 times. Just win, no analytics. And Brian Elm, give me the over 52.5 at plus 220. This game is going to have points. Flacco and Rodgers wind back the clock, and we have a fun shootout. There you go. The real ones chimed in.
Oh, thank you. Bill always ends up saying, well, there we go. Some submission.
There we go.
From the real ones. Okay. Are we at the dope ass beat now? Yes, right?
I believe so. Dope ass beat reads.
Jake, go ahead. Okay. Okay, Tyler can't win Nikostos' money. Where are my reads? Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary. God damn it, Tyler! I had to scroll all the way up, and now you're typing in the chat. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Subscribe to our show on YouTube. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and find us on YouTube and Twitch. Femi, National League champ, or ALCS, game 4 tonight. Dodger is currently beating the Brewers. Seattle, can this, I clicked the MLB button. Can it load?
Seattle,
load,
minus 120.
Damn it.
Mariners minus 120, and the Blue Jays at even money. Total 7.5.
I like Seattle and the under, as explained earlier in the show.
I like the Mariners. I think the Mariners get back on track, blipping the radar. This train is going to the World Series, and they start tonight with a 3-1 series lead, giving the Mariners at minus 120.
And Dodgers and Brewers tied at 1, by the way. This has not been like a banner few minutes for me. Steelers and the Bengals, Thursday night football. Side and total now, and then we'll get to the props. Steelers 5.5 on the road. Total is 45.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson officially inactive, as we all knew earlier this afternoon, with him not expected to be playing. I like the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'm going to sit here and wait. I have not placed the bet yet. I like it at 5.5, but if we could ever get a 6 in the hour leading up to kickoff, that is the much better bet. So I like Cincinnati at any of these numbers, but I'm waiting for the 6, but I will bet the Bengals prior to kickoff.
I have bet the Steelers. I have laid 5.5. I think Pittsburgh wrecks Cincinnati in this game. Bengals defense stinks. Bengals offensive line stinks. And it ain't Ben Roethlisberger. It ain't Mitch Trubisky. It ain't Duck Hodges. It ain't Mason Rudolph. It ain't Kenny Pickett. No, it's Aaron Rodgers. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm not the type of guy to say I told you so, but tomorrow I'm going to say I told you so. Steelers for me, Bengals for Femi. And with that, let's get some first touchdown scores for tonight and take a trip to Femi's Island.
Let's go ahead and get to the island here on a Thursday night in the AFC North for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The last couple of games, we've seen tight ends up against Cincinnati like Sam Laporta and Tucker Kraft reach the end zone against this defense. Well, how about Jonnu Smith and the short passing game that will take advantage of the Bengals in the jungle? Give me Jonnu Smith at 15-1. And for Cincinnati, with all the attention on Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, I'm doing the limbo and buying low on a guy nobody wants tonight. My man, Andre Yoshivash, to surprise and redeem his 3-drop performance last Sunday. So it's Jonnu Smith at 15-1 and Andre Yoshivash at 32-1. And I'll see you on the island.
And, Yoshi was always my favorite character in Mario Kart. So we may be on to something here with Andre Yoshi. And he dropped like 9 passes last week, so hopefully got the drops out of his system ahead of Thursday night.
He's a redemption man.
That's we hope so. That's redemption song. We love it. All right, it's time now for the Royal Prop King. Prop King's back on track after a terrible start to the season. We descend down from thy royal throne, traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony to gaze down upon you, the swine. Issue winning prop bets for Thursday Night Football.
Now
approaching the betting window. It is your prop king, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Worship me, Piggly Wigglies. Oink, oink, bitches. Okay. I'm going to do my Joe Biden impersonation. Here's the deal. One, DK Metcalf goes off every game. C, the Bengals aren't going to be able to cover him. Look, there's a Trump I can do here also, but we're running out of time. DK Metcalf over receiving yards. The number right now at BetMGM is 65.5 with 64.5 this morning. We haven't gone up that much. Addie's at, they want me to, my Trump's like, I'm gonna embarrass myself. I'll do a Trump like tomorrow on the show. Let me work on the impression a little bit. DK Metcalf over 65.5 receiving yards tonight for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not ready to do a Trump. I can like try and do it here for the anytime touchdowns. I'm not ready. It's my bad. I should be able to do this off the top of my head. Because what would it be? It would be like, the Steelers have great tight ends, the best tight ends, American tight ends, and one of their tight ends is not thought of right now the same as the other tight ends, but out of their tight ends, he just might be the best tight end, a real American tight end, Pat Freiermuth. So the Steelers play three tight ends, as you might have been able to pick up. Darnell Washington, 6'7", 8 foot up. Jonnu Smith, Femi's Island. They even play Connor Haywood. Craig's brother? Cameron's brother? Pat Freiermuth, anytime touchdown. He plays in 11 personnel. Nate Yonke, shout out to him, Pro Football Focus for that. Last week, the Steelers came off the bye, and it was a three-man backfield, which means let's take a shot on Caleb Johnson, anytime touchdown tonight, the rookie out of Iowa. And finally, with Mike Gesicki out for the Cincinnati Bengals, with Tanner Hudson out for the Cincinnati Bengals, let's do what I used to do back in the day. When I was 13, 14 years old, I had no money, and I wanted to eat at the mall. So I used to, like a real money grubber, would go up and just take free samples from everything, like Sarku Japan. Give me that chicken teriyaki. Num, 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 num. Drew Sample, anytime touchdown, 13-1. Metcalf over receiving yards. Freiermuth, Johnson, Sample anytime touchdowns, and a partridge in a pear tree. We'll see everybody tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.